Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio. Glass shards in your brain.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Shut Up a Second. I'm Adam.
I'm Jackson.
I'm Cass.
And today's topic is...
Pockets, part two again. Not part three.
Has there been a part one?
Maybe. It's hard to tell. We've done hundreds of these.
Yeah, Cass, have your rings back.
Thank you, Adam.
The surprise is ruined. Before the episode, I took Cass's rings because I wanted to surprise her by wearing them in the episode, but... They fit over your bigger fingers.
They fit over your pinky, yeah?
Barely fit on my pinky.
Do this.
Put my hand out.
Cass grabs your thumb
You've got like a baby's hand.
Yeah, it's pretty embarrassing.
I was about to be like, no, it's not embarrassing, Cass. X, but I don't want to say X because actually now that I think about it, that is a continuation of your previous embarrassment.
What?
You don't want to know.
Anyway,
you don't want to know.
Pockets.
What's the hypothetical?
Jackson, if your nickname was Pockets, how happy would you be?
Go on.
So happy. I wish that my nickname was Pockets, but I feel like to be nicknamed Pockets, I need to have a lot of pockets on my body at one time. And I only currently have... Let's count our pockets.
Oh, no. I have zero. Straight up zero.
Fucked over. Shouldn't have not sworn. I've got three pockets, by the way.
I've got four.
You always forget this...
Your breast pocket. Yeah.
When the fuck ever are you using that? Unless you're a nerd in a movie.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, what's a pocket protector? Because that's the thing I see referenced.
All right. No, you go on because you might have a better idea than me.
Oh, I thought it was a thing that you lined your pockets with so that when your pens leaked because of nerd happenings and the like, you got to be protected.
I thought they had an additional function of, it was like the lining that protected your pocket from a pen leaking, but I thought it also had an additional feature where it didn't form a seal, but it was like I don't even know how to describe this.
I'm
you know
excited.
How you can get like hard plastic sometimes?
Yeah.
You get like some sorts of, I don't even know what, like packaging where the plastic at the top is hard at the opening.
Yeah.
And you can like pop it open or pop it closed.
Oh, kind of like a Ziploc bag.
Yeah, a bit like that.
Oh,
but it's
like...
Yeah.
I
assumed it had some feature like that so that you could pop it closed so that if anyone tried to pick your pocket, it was very apparent.
They just steal the pocket protector.
I mean, I guess.
Also, I don't know... Like, I've never picked a pocket in my life. Look, and I know some of you maybe have picked a pocket.
I've put a pocket in my life.
Yeah.
How good is put pocketing?
It's the superior pocketing.
It's a funny but also kind. You're giving a person something, unless you're slipping them a hot dog, as I have seen on YouTube videos.
I put wallet at Joel actually.
Oh, okay.
I put a note in his wallet that said Joel is great.
That's not the same thing though, because his wallet wasn't in his pants at the time, was it?
You put wallet in.
Yeah, I put wallet in.
But that's the kind of delinquency I'm about. No, that's not true. I'm about the bad delinquency. What I was going to say is that I don't think anybody picks your breast pocket. Don't think that's where pockets get picked.
I've seen professional pickpockets in action, and they can if they want.
This whole episode, by the way, is a tongue twister. Try and say it five times quick.
Try and say the entire episode five times quick.
Yeah. We're just going to say pickpocket a lot.
Hey, what was Polly Pocket? I know the name, and I vaguely remember seeing ads. Does anyone know?
I like Cass's wistful shake of the head, like, you don't even know.
Polly Pocket was so good. They were tiny little, like, mine was a clam shape, and they were tiny little worlds.
No, I remember the clam shape.
Yeah. And, like, you had tiny little figures in there. And I remember I got one that was, like, a jungle one, and it had a turtle. So these tiny little Polly Pockets that were, like, half a centimeter tall had this pet turtle. And I remember it being released as the smallest Polly Pocket figurine to ever be released.
That's awesome.
I lost it.
I mean, that's, like, that's not... no one complained.
Yeah, that's not
that
on you.
That would have been minuscule. That would have been, like, the size of a baby's tooth.
Yeah, I almost feel
although,
like...
can I say, did they advertise it as the smallest Polly Pocket released or the smallest... toy figurine released.
I thought it was Polly Pocket.
Well, that's not that impressive. They set their own record.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
If I'm like, this is the most times I'm going to jump.
Do you remember?
Like, I set that record.
Do you remember in quotations, boy Polly Pocket?
Yes.
Mighty Max, I think it was called.
Yes, I remember that.
I had one that was a big skull cave of some variety.
I never had any, but I remember
seeing it. Skeletal ripoff. I had one, fucking lost it within a week, but all of my friends always had just the case, never any of the insides, because they just fucking went.
You ever get Micro Machines?
What?
Micro Machines. This is like a toy you either had or when I describe it, you will have wanted in your childhood.
I want it now.
Micro Machines is for my, well, there are a bunch of different ones, yeah. But the one I had was, it was a big Winnebago.
Oh,
a big Winnebago.
I think I knew about these.
And when you unpack it, it unfolds into a small town.
Yes!
With tiny little cars that you can drive around. And and you would always get one car stuck in. There was like a mountain, and there was a tunnel through the mountain, and you always get a car stuck in that mountain.
What happened to tiny toys in smaller toys?
Kids eating them and dying. That's what happened. And I think that's what's the impressive thing about Polly Pockets is, like, imagine as a parent being like, hey, this is the smallest Polly Pocket ever made. You're buying that being like, I'm putting my faith in a company and not my child.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
This must be, like, I don't know, so small that, like, you can't choke.
Yeah.
Also, you're just like, I assume my child will lose this. You're like, no way they're keeping it.
You helped me out with the thing I'm about to say.
All right.
Let me just give you a quick, it's just good business right now.
No one wants to
create a toy that is a choking hazard. Shut the fuck up.
Go on.
No one wants to create a toy that a kid is going to choke on, obviously.
Yeah, fair.
So, you know what you have there? You have demand, but no supply. I'm going to make a toy that is too small so the kid can't choke on it. You swallow, it will not be able to get lodged because it's just too small. The advantage, or well, you might say the disadvantage, is the children will lose it. That's where we sell refills. A Micro Machines, but the cars are absolutely tiny, too small to be swallowed. And if your kid does swallow them, don't even stress. Refills.
Have you considered this? And I don't know if this makes your shady business practices
it's
more
not shady.
Obvious.
This is completely
it's a
legal.
Bit shady. So,
this is in no way shady. It's completely
You're
legal.
You're creating a toy to be eaten.
I'm not creating a toy to be eaten. Yeah, I'm creating a toy that is small enough to eat. And if you are unfortunate enough to eat it, hey, here's more.
On paper, you're not creating a toy to be eaten.
Do you know what? No, I reckon what you do is you just make them edible.
all the law courts are about, Jack, is paper.
Well, I was going to say, in that kind of tract, Cass, what if you didn't flavor them, but you gave them nice
smells?
In that kind
of tract?
Because, remember Beanie Babies? Do you remember
the smelly ones?
Yeah, no, not Beanie Babies. Smelly Bellies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know smelly bellies.
They were like little.
They look like pogs a bit.
Yeah. I don't know what you call them.
I don't know if I know what a pog is.
They look like big beauty blenders.
I definitely don't know what a big beauty blender is. With eyes and arms and legs.
Yeah.
And you could sniff them and they smelled like different things.
You guys are rapidly departing my childhood.
A teardrop?
Yeah.
It's an express plane from Adam's childhood to Jackson and Cass's childhood.
Tears?
No stops.
From
only
your eyes,
first
Adam.
Class plane.
From when you cry.
An only first class
the
plane.
Tears.
The first only first
because
class
of
plane.
Crying.
Yes.
The tears.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is all shut up a second. It's going to be from now on. So.
Smelly bellies.
No, what I was going to say, just smelly bellies reminded me of it. Do you remember, like, Moose? You know Moose, the toy brand?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They did, like, sea monkeys. They did, like, smelly bellies. They did a whole bunch of different things. They always pulled a fucking Willy Wonka. Every time. They had get the golden jelly belly, smelly belly, or get the golden, maybe not the get the golden sea monkeys, but they had like, they did Willy Wonka-esque activities. That's cool.
Are you saying?
Yes.
Fucking, are you saying, how dare you accuse that company of creating a collect them all style of toy to encourage selling of units?
Well, what I was going to say is I can't think of anything else that is a toy that is also like, there is one unique one you might get. It's randomized, other than maybe card, like Pokemon cards or something. But like,
any collectible
Beanie
card.
Babies did that as well a bit.
Yeah?
Because like, you could buy, because you know, you got your little charts and it had all their birthdays on
them. Yeah.
My one wasn't an exciting birthday.
What's an exciting birthday?
What?
I guess Christmas.
Yeah.
Do you know like the, no, like not my birthday, but like the Beanie Babies, that if you got a chart of the bears out for that year, this is before.
Yeah.
Internet was in every house and you could use it without your parents needing it.
Yep.
And like, you got a list of all the Beanie Babies and all their birthdays. So you could find your the bear that was born on your birthday.
Ah, cool.
Ew, was it?
Yeah, I mean, like, it was cool for them.
Yeah, I didn't get a good one.
Yeah, that sucks.
It's like when you open up a calendar and you're like, my month is crap.
At the Build-A-Bear workshop, I know you can choose the birth date. Also, they give you a little heart thing that you can make a wish on and then put it in the teddy.
Can you get one where you put a little blood inside, put it in the teddy, make a Horcrux?
I don't think so.
Wow, that's a shame.
I got given a Build-A-Bear once. And
same. I got given two.
Ah, did they give you the wish to make yourself?
No, my friends were mocking me.
Oh, okay.
Can we
it's
talk
a
about
very personal Wait, story?
So when you got Build-A-Bears,
yeah,
did you get the bear build, or did you build the bear?
It came pre-built. They
That's
made it
fucked. The good of a Build-A-Bear is building the bear. Otherwise, it's just a bear. Might as well get me a teddy bear from fucking Kmart.
It was a personalized one,
I guess.
Like, you know.
Nah,
I got to make the wish, though.
No, that's pretty good.
I didn't want to build mine. It was mocking me.
Well, I would have liked to build mine. I've never built a bear. I'd love to build a bear.
Do you want to go build a bear?
I'd like to build a bear wrong. Is that possible?
I don't think so.
Can I be like, no head?
I highly doubt Build-A-Bear Workshop TM copyright
I think
is
get
allowing off bears. All right,
here's another.
I think
it's just
like
good.
A sack of bear. And, and like, you bear. Stuff it. Like, that's you building the bear.
What if I snip? I get scissors.
No.
I don't think so.
Okay.
This is for
children. Why in a construction place would they give you scissors, a tool of destruction?
You want to cut cool scars into the bear's ears. All right, can I start?
Yeah, you're not going to be let in the store, maybe.
Here's a new issue's good business.
Yeah.
Another sneaky one. Build-A-Bear wrong. Are you mad at the restrictions Build-A-Bear puts on your bear building? We give you all the tools and fabric, and you construct the bear yourself.
My company, my business, my design was based around not harming children. Yours seems to be based around harming children.
It's around allowing children expression. Struggled to get that sentence out.
Something was stopping.
No child has anything worth. You turn, I want to say maybe 14, and then maybe you have a chance at having something worth expressing. Below that age, no opinion you have is relevant.
But tell me, you don't want to go to a Build-A-Bear, get two arms, sew them together, have just like a tube of arm.
Tell me that's not great. Put the arms on either side of the face.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to add you to the group of things not allowed an opinion.
14 and Jackson, never. Give it just arms, no legs? Ah, they don't have fingers, do they?
Two arms protruding from neck.
You are absolutely
is it legs?
It's unclear.
One arm protruding from neck, protruding rather. Second arm protruding from first arm.
Several arms protruding from first arm.
Sphere
to make
of
like
arms.
A yeah, exactly.
A circle rather. We need to go back to school, Jack.
You're not build. At what point are you not building a bear anymore?
Bear face counts.
Yep. Bear face sewn onto the stomach.
Because
incorrect. I'll answer my own question. when you do not have two arms, two legs, a body, and a head. Or when you have more than that.
I just would like a Build-A-Bear with fingers, please. Ooh. Terrifying human hands on my teddy bear. Mm-mm. Ready for choking.
What?
You should see someone.
I want to look at the bear and be like, it gonna choke me in the night? You know, like the idea of, you know, Toy Story.
No, you do not.
You know,
you're lying. You don't want to sleep next to that bear.
Well, Adam, maybe in this shut off a second, for the sake of levity, I was being facetious. Okay. Can you imagine that world?
Nah, actually, I'm gonna say for the bear that you're constructing with fingers.
Yeah.
Just the fingers, plastic, everything else soft, apart from realistic teeth.
Nasty.
Implant quality dentures.
Expensive, but absolutely worth it.
Worried they might be real teeth dentures.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say realistic lips at first.
That's worse.
Realistic lips, but not a realistic mouth is the worst combination.
Realistic lips. Fuzzy inside of mouth with like just the black wedge. Realistic tongue.
Just realistic tongue.
Filled with rocks instead of fluff.
Realistic tongues, but where eyes are.
Real.
Are we just making Cthulhu monsters? I could keep going.
Realistic tongues for ears.
Just realistic tongues sewn together in a ball.
Can speak in tongues, proclaimed as the second coming of Christ.
Realistically.
Can you imagine how hideous this workshop would be? Where they're like, well, here's a realistic tongue pile. Just reach in and grab one.
So you've got your fluffies and your squirmies.
All I can imagine... Sorry, go on.
Oh, that was pretty much it.
All I can imagine is you standing in the store underneath a giant banner that says grand opening and in like maybe in a three-piece suit, hands on your hips, like they will come. Whereas I'm raking in that delicious
tiny,
refills money.
Delicious small toy cash. I like to imagine the like... I don't even know who they would be. The health safety people being like, you just can't let children put offal in teddy bears. I'm sorry.
Why are they real?
Oh, what? Were they not real?
What? Jack, what?
Is that not the plan
we
here?
We said realistic.
Ha ha ha, funny, shut up a second.
Are we not?
As Jackson stuffs offal into teddy bears.
What?
Ha 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 ha.
Some kid comes in wanting a small toy, as I would have. I love small things. Currently have a collection of small things.
Absolute hero.
I like that it's a collection of small things. There's no other qualifier.
Nope.
Do coins count?
No.
But coins are also shiny.
It's small, not shiny.
I'm assuming shiny is a bonus.
Look, there's a lot of shiny things in my collection. It's not to...
Are they all shiny?
I'm just trying to think.
That's amazing. If they're...
No! Oh, no. I don't think so, because... No. Some
Gosh,
of them...
Can you please sing all of your responses?
Lots.
No,
of...
sing after thinking about collections.
Okay. A lot of them are from vending machines where they're plastic things, but they're not shiny. They're just like matte plastic.
Okay, that's pretty good. Why are we talking about tiny things? You said you want to buy a tiny thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Little Cass coming in.
Uh-huh.
Getting a tongue, realistic looking, not actually real tongue, with eyes. I just gotta keep it in my pocket.
Pockets, that's right. That's today's topic.
What was your hypothetical, Jack?
Who can remember?
I actually wanted to, you didn't ask a hypothetical. You asked us how many pockets we have. I actually wanted to go back to, so Cass, you collect small things. I collect stamps. Do you collect anything, Jack?
I just collect dust.
I want to qualify. Small things have to be good things.
Yeah. All right. How do you qualify a good thing?
I
wish today's episode had been things. Sorry, go on.
Maybe
at least
next
we could
week's
have been on
episode.
Top. I'm actually. Can we pause pockets for a moment because it's very important, the topic, and a shut up for a second. But can you please tell me about your collection of little things, because I am actually quite curious.
Yeah, me too. Just give us like a good rough selection of what you've got.
I just want to say, I often think about, I want to bring you guys over so I can show you my collection of things.
I would love to see you.
My room's too messy. I'm so embarrassed. My collection of small things, a lot of them, it really started like with stuff you get in vending machines in Japan.
Oh, yeah.
So I've got a little collection of, one is a small girl, looks pretty naked, in
cup?
Yeah, McDonald's cup? A takeaway cup.
not a McDonald's cup. All right.
Yeah. I think these particular items were like for promotion of this particular one.
Yeah.
There's a bear grabbing its head. From a collection of animals that work at offices, and other ones have like items like, you know, a notepad and stuff. He's just stressed. I've got a rabbit in a flower crown, but there are no flowers. It's just pretty much lettuce. A cat that is the meat on sushi. So it's like on a little like thing of bed of rice with seaweed wrapped around it.
That's
I've
so
got
cute.
A banana bird. So it's like a banana, but and it's got its skin half off.
Yeah.
And then, but the banana edible bit is a bird's face and it's got little legs. I made a little figurine metal.
Sorry, I'm just trying to save up questions. Keep going. I hope you're not going to miss a single thing as well. Please keep going.
There might be a bit many. I've got a selection of porcelain cats I got in China. They're very good. I've got a tea pig. The tea pig is something I got in China as well. And the tea pig is after you finish your tea, it's like a little ceramic thing. You're meant to pour the like last bit of tea in your teapot over the pig and it, like you get lucky and lucky
cool,
and stuff.
Cool,
you're not allowed to wash it. And I didn't do that and it got moldy. And
how many times did you use it?
I used it like every time I had tea. I'd like, because I don't make tea like always properly.
Yeah.
I don't make it in a pot. I'll use a bag or loose
leaf. I feel like you've told me this before.
Yeah. I just like I tapped a tea bag on its like on him.
Oh, yeah.
And blessed him with luck. And yeah, no.
Slowly he got moldier and moldier.
I had to stop using him. It came back cleaned once when I was living with my parents. And I was like, okay, yeah, this wasn't allowed.
That's
but
a
that's
message.
On me.
Yeah. That's a message.
And then when I went back to China, I bought that enamel croissant thing that it's like a golden bird with like pink wings and it's like all metal and hand like enameled and stuff. And I just picked, I saw this one, there were like heaps of them, they're all hand done. So I just picked it up and I was like, I love it. This is mine. And it was way too expensive, but I wanted it a lot. Yeah. I took it. I paid for it. I have.
If it makes you feel any better, I never assumed you stole it.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What else do I have? Oh, more porcelain cats, but these ones are more cartoony and less like sketchbooky. I've got a very small flask that looks like, you know, there's like pastel Pinterest things. It's like an inspiring message.
Yeah.
It says things are looking up. And the only reason it's in my collection of things is I use it so much it started leaking. And I've got like a little model of the Millennium Falcon that I made out of metal stuff, and that's really cute and small.
Metal.
I got my friend, my housemate, my little bestie, she got me this tiny golden frame, and I put a little sticker of a cat on there that says, like, let's go, or you can do it, or something. From my sticker collection. I could go on.
She's this going is, a mile a minute.
This
it's
is
crazy.
So enlightening. It's you know wonderful.
How, you know how, like, someone can...
go on, please.
You're quite obviously... This is good for you, so please continue.
In my collection of things, I don't know if it counts. It's a tiny glass that says, I've got it in an antique store. It's like got this woman who is naked apart from a barrel running along.
Uh-huh.
And I think it must be hand painted. It said, the world owes you a living, but you have to go out and get it. And I filled it with dentures.
What? You filled it with what? Dentures?
Yeah.
What? 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 What do you mean?
Where
What's
did you
in
get
it?
The dentures
Describe
from?
What you are calling a denture.
So they're like, they're not real.
Oh, okay.
They're not real teeth.
So pretend they're like, they're teeth, yeah, loose pretend teeth. Loose teeth.
They're stuck on a board. But yeah.
Wait, what?
When I was, I once dressed up as a party, as a tooth fairy.
Sure.
And so my mum helped me source these cool dentury things and I made a crown of them and I had leftovers so they go in the cup.
I just...
But you didn't describe the board they're stuck in.
What?
Are they stuck in a board or are they in a barrel?
So they're just on like a strip of like gum.
Okay.
I'm sure if...
It sounds because worse Cass, than it is.
Because Cass is quite obviously very excited by this, you were talking very quickly. And so I had a lot of trouble. I'm like trying to imagine the first thing and you're three things down the line.
I'm sorry.
So there were a lot of things in there where you're like, a cat paw. All right, keep going. Trying to work out. 16 little ones stuck with a what? All right.
What are the questions you gathered up?
All right, two questions.
Yep.
First off, how many things is in total is in your, would you say, obviously you might not know the exact number,
no,
but in your collection of little things, give me a ballpark figure, how many things are there?
It's probably only about 20.
Only 20.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
so we might have heard all of them then.
No, you have not.
Second question, do you have a complete set of anything in your collection of little things?
Well, I classify some things as complete set.
Go on then.
I bought all four of one particular make of porcelain cat.
Well, that's a complete set. Yeah, yeah, absolutely, that counts.
Actually, no, that's my... I think I just bought my favorites of that set of cats, but I sit them together.
Because you discount the other ones, it's basically a complete set.
Well, less like a complete set for me, but...
My D&D dice are actually in my collection of small things, and the first minifig I ever painted is meant to be there, but it's still at my friend's house, and I've got like a space for it.
What's the minifig?
Oh, it's just of a little halfling.
Got a space painted for it. What's the... Describe the minifig. What's the halfling doing? Anything cool? Holding a sword?
I think she's holding a crossbow. It was from my first D&D game. My name was Paola.
Like
something.
The kind of Spanish dish?
No.
Paella?
Not Paella. Paella. It was Paella.
Okay. Yeah. Paella. Although Paella, I'm saving that up for a later D&D game because that's a good name.
Too late. Already a character in the game we're playing currently.
Damn it.
Gotcha.
Adam always takes them as NPCs.
Yep. I'm mean. When it comes to names.
Lean, mean, D&D machine.
D&D machine.
That's good.
Hey, I was going to ask a quick hot question.
Yeah.
So I'm wearing overalls today.
Yes.
Right. What?
That's true.
He was wearing overalls with a jean jacket. So they're jean overalls. And he was wearing a jean jacket before.
No, I was wearing a denim vest.
Sorry, a denim vest. Which overalls, I'm sorry you took off.
Overalls and a denim vest is the worst look imaginable. But what I was going to ask is on the front of my overalls, there's a big pocket.
You put a glass in there before.
I did, but
are
I didn't have a
trying to bring it back to the topic?
A bit?
Go on.
Jackson's just like shuffling.
We're talking
his
about Cass's things, but all right.
I just want to know what the farmer used it for.
Presumably tools.
Yeah.
Surely. You chuck a hammer in there.
In my mind, it's always full of straw.
Jack.
Farmer needs some spare straw. Fair enough.
For chewing on.
Or maybe...
I was about to say, you think farmers eat straw, don't you?
They chew on them.
No, that's wheat.
Some do. Cass is also right, by the way. Well, it's usually wheat.
Fill that shit up with wheat for if you chew your first one.
Or put some tools you might need throughout the day.
I guess amongst the wheat, you could.
Do your overalls have a hammer hook?
Where's that?
I'll stand up, you
it'd
tell
be
me.
On the, if he had a hammer hook, it'd be on the belt.
No hammer. Oh, yeah, you do. Here.
Does he? Oh, so he does.
Yep. It's like mid-thigh hammer hook.
If I ever need a hammer... I don't have one now, but I got a place for it.
In the video game, Until Dawn, which we did a Let's Play of, sneaky plug or whatever, go to Sans Pants CinemaScope.
Yeah, watch everything.
Jump on it.
Watch the Hitman videos we did with Cass, because they're fucking ace. Anyway.
Yeah, I'm not in the title, so you can't find them. We'll just watch all of them.
Just watch all of them. Anyway. In the video game Until Dawn, there's a scene where one of the characters gets a machete. He gets a large knife.
Yeah.
And he just chucks it on it, or he stores it on like a hammer hook on his pants, which at first I was like, how is it just attached to his pants? Oh, there's a hammer hook. wait a minute, how does a machete stay on a hammer?
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
Big.
Yep.
So, like, all right. You know, when the knife stops and then the handle begins.
Yeah.
Ah, that's what I thought, but it's pointing down. So, yeah. I don't know how that's...
No, but you got the... Because you got the...
Yeah,
this.
The big part is the blade.
No, you got the big blade, but you also got the guard.
Yeah, the guard is...
The guard is not the bigger part, though.
Yeah.
What? If he gets the blade... The blade of a machete is the thickest part, the end of the blade.
Let me try and draw a machete. You tell me if I'm drawing it right.
Yeah.
I draw it on this. It's already been screwed.
Hang on. Wait.
Okay.
Pass me a piece of... Oh, no, wait. I got paper.
You got a
here.
Piece of paper? All right, Cass.
Oh, I get to judge.
You get to judge. All right, this is a machete spaghetti drawing competition.
You guys are in luck. I'm really judgmental.
Yes. That is just not true.
It's not.
You're nothing but...
Everyone deserves a chance.
I remember you telling me, and I think this is very funny and very you, that once when you were a kid, you played, what was it? It was some sort of game with a friend of yours. Fuck, was it a video game or a board game? It was some sort of video or board game.
This is the one with the squares.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. And you were like, we found a way so that we could both win, even though it's a competitive game and it was 1v1.
We were so impressed with ourselves.
You told the teacher. That's right.
Yeah, we took our work to the teacher and was like, look, we drew.
That's amazing. All right. So that's a machete and spaghetti for you, Cass.
Okay.
If Adam didn't draw spaghetti, take away points.
So the thing that has confused me the most... Is that this was an argument between you guys, so I don't know why you're showing me.
Show me Jax.
So Jax has got that guard there.
Yeah.
So if you're...
No, it did not have the guard. Machete doesn't typically have a guard. You're thinking of a regular sword.
Can you comment...
Now I understand what you're saying.
Can you comment on my spaghetti, though, as well?
Where is it?
Next to the machete.
To try and, like, describe
Where
this...
is it?
Right next to the machete.
Which one is it? Look. There's a lot
it's
of scribble on the
it's
paper.
It's the bowl of spaghetti.
This is...
Oh, okay.
That looks like a gatto.
It looks like literally every other scribble on this piece of
no,
paper.
No, it's a beautiful cake. It's for not the a listeners cake. At home or yeah. in the car or...
at play.
Wherever you may be. Yeah, so the machete Jackson and I were picturing looks like a cucumber with a hat.
Like sorry, Melody just looked very sad and it was very distressing. I know she's not actually sad because Melody does not express emotions the same way people do. But
she just looked depressed.
She was looking on the ground. It looked like she was looking down like, oh well, but I'm pretty sure she was just sniffling for food. But sorry, continue.
Go on, Gus.
Truffles? Is she going to make us rich off truffles? Are we going to get in truffle money?
Are we going to be truffle barons?
I do not think there are truffles in the studio.
Oh, Jackson, we got to put our three pieces away. We had
Damn
them out.
We
anyway,
were nearly
in a bowl of tie.
Jackson's machete had a guard that would stop, in a fight, would stop someone cutting your fingers off, but machetes do not have those.
Wow. Yeah, you're not at risk when you're hacking a machete.
Your machetes are typically not used for combat.
Well, then I guess, who knows?
They're used for vines in the jungle.
But yeah,
I was thinking the same thing. Hacking your way to a temple, that's what you use a machete for.
Yeah.
Oh, before you get your curse. And the machete can't help you then.
No, you can't get rid of
Maybe
a curse.
You're fighting some of the sultan's men or whatever, but then you pull a pistol.
Yeah, exactly. You got your machete in one hand, your pistol in the other, whip in your mouth. Ready to fucking rumble. I don't know how to use a whip. Do you guys?
Surely it's just a whipping machine.
I assume I do. I mean, never tried, though.
I'm sure trick shots are difficult, but to just wave a whip can't be hard.
Yeah, but you got to do a specific wrist business to actually get the crack.
Yeah, you can whip a towel, though.
Yeah.
It's that long.
I don't think it's that hard. I think a trick shot is hard, but I don't think using a whip itself is hard.
Anybody with a whip at home, please tweet me in. Let me know how hard
anyone
it is
who
to
knows
use
how
whip.
To use a whip.
Anybody who has a whip, tweet me and let me use your whip.
Fun fact: did you know the whip is the first man-made object that broke the sound barrier?
Really?
That cracking you hear at the end—that's the whip breaking the sound barrier.
I genuinely had no idea where you were going to go. You're like the first man-made object. I was like, that what? That what? What in nature has done something? Does that mean in nature we've broken the sound barrier?
Yes, there's the shrimp. Little shrimp that live in
That's
the water.
Right.
Yep. And it
little
can be very dangerous
shrimp.
For submarines if they're near them. Because they like punch water so fast that it breaks the sound barrier or whatever. Yeah. And if a submarine's listening device is near when that happens, it can deafen the person who's listening.
If I was holding one of those shrimps to one of your heads and it let go with its punch, would you die?
I think you need a lot of them to make the really loud
sound.
So I
gotta put you in a chair, shrimp hat around your head. Synchronize the shrimps somehow. Oh, I'm sure if they just keep battering you, eventually you'll...
I don't think it'll take long. It's very loud, apparently.
Yeah. You can die for bee stings.
Really?
You just need a lot of them.
Uh-huh. I know my dad...
I mean, like, you can say that about a lot of
things. My dad was allergic to bee stings, but then got better.
This story is fucked.
Yeah, this is good.
Unless you assume that maybe he was misdiagnosed or something.
Well, because he was having a run on an oval. I don't know if I've told this story and shut up a second before.
Whatever, tell it again.
He's having a run on an oval. Because he used to run, like, pretty much daily. He's there. This was a long time ago. Ryder was, like, 7. He's going for a run. He gets stung by a bee. He's like, that fucking killed. But whatever. I want to keep running. Keeps running. Starts to feel very sick. Short of breath. He's, like, fucking dizzy. Nearly passing out. He's like, something's going wrong. Picks up Ryder. Gets him in the car. Drives to wherever the fuck they need to go. The bee hospital.
No, that's
just
for
a
bees.
Hospital. I'm sure is fine.
That's a hospital for bees, Jackson.
Dad couldn't get in.
The bee hospital is somewhere in the hive.
they're like shit. They give him the EpiPen or whatever. Like, yeah, you're allergic to bees. They run the test. You're allergic to bees. Dad never brings his EpiPen anyway, which is a pen full of adrenaline or some shit that he's meant to jab into his leg.
When
he gets stung by a bee. My dad works in the garden. My dad loves being outdoors. My dad would just didn't give a fuck. If bees, he never avoided bees. He never brought his EpiPen anyway. We'd be like on a picnic and we'd be like, do you have your EpiPen, Dad? He'd be like, I don't need it. We're like, you kind of literally do. Anyway, maybe like 3 years ago, I was chatting to him about it and he's like, I'm not allergic anymore. I'm like, I don't think that's how it works. But he'd been stung, hadn't told anyone, waited it out, was fine.
I think actually that is how it works, though. I think people can just lose allergies because I know you can randomly gain allergies.
That's so weird. Yeah, isn't there like either a meat makes you allergic to something or something makes you allergic to meat?
There is, something makes you allergic to meat. It's a bug, like a tick. When it bites you, you become allergic to meat.
What?
Yeah.
That seems like a D&D thing.
It does. Doesn't feel real, does it?
No.
A D&D thing would not make you allergic to meat.
It'll make you allergic to trash.
Another fucking fun fact. There's a creature in 3.5. I was just like reading the monster manual the other day that I never really used and I never really thought about until I was reading. It's called a chaos beast.
Mm.
And what happens is, what it does to you, it has no actual attack. It can't cause you damage, but it has a special ability where if you fail and its ability affects you, you need to every minute make a constitution check or you turn into jelly.
Oh, God.
And guess how long that lasts?
Forever?
Forever.
What the fuck?
That is the rest of your character's life.
What the fuck?
Every minute, make a roll or turn into jelly. And then that's you.
You can't play that character anymore, surely.
That character is basically dead.
You throw him in the bin.
There are spells that can, very high level spells, that can help you out, but like, at the level that you can start encountering it, that effect can just basically kill you.
That's bizarre. Fuck. I was reading about a Deadlands monster.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
Last night.
Mm-hmm.
That's called a humbug. And it's constantly making, like, a noise, and it drives you slowly crazy, because you can keep rolling on the fear table the longer you hear it. But whenever you punch it, it just makes the sound louder, so you just have to go. You just don't fight it. You just leave.
There's a D&D monster that's a type of illithid that gets control of when they control your body, they control just your nervous system and nothing else. I should pepper some illithids somewhere.
Illithids are the squid face boys,
Mind flayers, often referred to as.
It
sounds like they're saying lizards, but because they've got so many tentacles, that's how it is.
Lizards or illicit?
Well, it's actually funny that the way it works is, a lithid is the sound you make when you say man with a face full of tentacles.
I was going to do it. I was going to be like, but then as I got close, I'm like, Jackson, think for just
who's talking right now?
Second.
Does he have a sly look in his eye?
How smug is Adam right now? Check that against
who's
the
information. Who's got a smug mug?
The other day last night, I think it was, I was messaging you on Facebook, Cass, and I made, what was the joke? I forget.
Oh, well, I said, because I was talking about getting a diary, and I said, one for years, and you were like, I don't use a diary. And then I was like, look, I've been using a diary for years. I'd really recommend it.
And I was like, Oh, Cass, I think you're supposed to change them every year.
Cass, get a new one.
And I was so upset that you couldn't see the face I was making when I made that joke.
I fell asleep before Adam replied. So I just left him hanging.
The next day, she was like, "You were like, I'm like, so,
I'm so sorry. I fell asleep because I fell asleep texting him. So I left him on red on that joke for 8 hours.
Oh, that's crushing. Oh my god.
Nah, it was fine. I didn't really think that much of it.
I never had a diary when I was young.
Same. Yeah. Oh, I had a school one that I tried to update, but I was even with the school one.
I always wanted one of those ones that were meant in quotation marks for girls that had like
password protection.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they were
so cool.
I mean, this is more of a what you're doing for the day diary, but yes. I was all about those.
Well, like ones that had like a little lock, and once I remember there was an ad, and it was like the older brother comes in, and he's like, "Hey, let me read Tracy's journal," and it was like access denied. I don't know why it sounded like a cartoon character.
That's because how that say how sounded on the ads. Wow, sorry.
But then she came in and she's like Tracy, and it opened up for her, and I was like, "That's fucking."
You want to hear something fucking amazing? Mm-hmm. That ad is false advertising because my sister had one of those and my brother could get into it. And the best part about it is that he would say, my sister's name is Rebecca. Mm-hmm. He would say Rebecca like, Rebecca. He would say it like that and it would be like, access granted.
Yeah, my brother got into mine.
That's so funny.
I had this like, for all the cool spy things, my favorite one was... this voice activated, so it was like a little pod thing that it was like a so it was like a dual adapter you plugged into your wall,
yeah,
and then the dual adapter had its own power points.
This plugs into a diary somewhere. It's very cool.
And you plug it into your skull, so like
your diary is kept on the power network.
It's on the cloud,
so it's pretty much like dual adapter.
Save it to the power grid.
Yeah, they have to start paying you for your thoughts.
Instead of you paying them for your thoughts.
No one's getting my money.
It's like when you get a solar panel. You put power back in, they give you money for it.
I guess you're putting thoughts back. Hey, Mella. You put
Don't
thoughts
let her get
back.
Up
Melody!
On you.
Melody!
Melody, get down.
Whatever.
I'm
what a misbehaving dog you are.
Melody.
Get down.
Sweet dog. Melody, do you want to pop down?
Do you want to throw? Do you want me to throw pencils at you, Melody?
No. I don't like it when you throw pencils at me and I have thumbs.
If I ever throw? I guess I pass them.
Every
passing,
week
dude?
You throw pencils at me.
No, I've never thrown. You'll know when I throw a pencil at you.
Anyway, there's a dual adapter.
Yes. So dual adapter. And you can plug your own plugs into it, but the dual adapter has a cord that runs into this little little pod thing.
Yeah.
And you say, you've got two words. You say, first of all, your control word.
Yeah.
So you go control, it says, and it beeps, and you'll go light or CD or music or whatever. And it, like, triggers the different PowerPoints on and off.
Ooh.
So if you leave your light and your CD player on the radio plugged in, you walk into a room and you're like, control music, and it'll turn the radio on for you.
That's amazing. Was this like a back in the day thing or a now thing?
No, I was like 10 or something.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was phenomenal.
That's basically the Google Home.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
The late 90s.
Yeah. Early 2000s.
Early 2000s.
I'm youthful.
Last year.
I am
15.
I cannot bear myself to throw it out because it's so... I still open it and I'm like, so cool. I think I got like that... It was a similar year that I got my like airbrush tattoo set.
Oh, hells yes.
How have we not gotten airbrush tattoos?
Oh my gosh.
Real tattoos.
I'm shocked you didn't bring it. Today, right now, so that we could on the podcast get airbrushed.
I think it's pretty obvious I used all of the ink.
We can get some more ink. Jackson, do you remember that time ages back when we were in like an op shop or a thrift store, whatever the fuck you call it, in the country that you live in?
Yeah. Sure.
Not you, Jackson, the listener.
I live in your country. Well, that's killed Adam.
That's so sad he died.
You do live in my country, Jack. anyway, whatever you call it, we found like an old, what do you call it? It was like
friendship bracelet maker.
Yeah, it was a little machine that made friendship bracelets, and it came with like some material left. And we tried very hard,
but we could not figure it out.
Yeah. I'm a machine that makes friendship bracelets. I should make us all friendship bracelets.
Can we get? So me and Adam recently purchased best friend rings. Rings that say best friend.
Let's not get into this.
Adam's broke. That's not his fault.
That's not on me. I just touched it and it broke.
And then pinched your hand.
And then it caned as well. Oh man, because it's like. It's the ring part can be stretched or like closed. It's not actually connected around the end.
Yeah, I know those rings.
Yeah. So when I put it on, I'm like, oh, I need to stretch it a little bit. Stretched it out, but because it's on one hand, I didn't have a lot of dexterity going. And then it started pinching. And I'm like, haha, that hurts. Oh my God, that hurts.
There's no more perfect metaphor for our friendship than that moment. But what if we got a threefer? And somebody has to have the middle that's jagged on both sides and it's not clear it's part of a heart. How great would that be?
Yes.
It would just have like a weird dip at the top. It would look like a ribbon.
It would look like an arrow.
Yeah. Imagine this shit. Imagine we got a series of rings of one tiny little heart, but with enough slivers for every member of Sans Pants.
That's a big heart. Or it's a lot of slivers. It's kind of cool though if... One half, say this is it's a threefer. Yeah. One half's one side of the heart. You got the other side of the heart, so you get two sides of the heart. But then, like an actual arrow going through for the middle thing, so that it's like actually something and not just like metal. I think we should design and patent this.
Okay. Oh, patents the shoes.
Patent.
Yeah, leather.
Patent leather.
Oh, I'm not sure.
Mm. I was so sure you'd know the answer. I was just waiting for it.
Yeah, so let's do that, though. So, the official Sans Pants merchandise, best friend rings for best friends who can't decide.
Or if you're a group of three best friends. Any more than that, and you're lying to yourself.
You're right about the shoe stuff, though. Like, I didn't know, but it's not really a shut up a second move to admit you don't know.
Yeah. I was like, Adam will say something. Like, I don't know if I've ever admitted ignorance on an episode of Shut Up a Second ever. And I never will.
You just... Oh, no. No, that doesn't count.
What? When?
I was going to say you just admitted that you didn't really know.
He's technically never... I've never admitted ignorance is not I was ignorant one time. Yes. So it's not really the same
thing. I know the answer to everything because we touched that crystal that one time. And now I have all the knowledge of... the universe up
I
in my head.
I can see everything that's happening.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's not great.
Mine rules.
You think it's all right, but it just isn't.
There's just a lot
Jack,
going on.
Jack, I know your one rules. I can see it.
You don't want to like touch a big crystal that gives everyone powers and get the bad power. Like you, and
you
I think,
become the villain. Then that sucks.
Yeah, that's true.
How?
Yeah, but you get bet really easy. I mean, beaten. Sorry, I just tried to change even to et, but with beaten.
Bet. Ooh. You get bet.
How often can you say that that sort of thing happens, and then one person gets the shit power and becomes the villain just because they got the shit power?
Yeah, probably all the time.
That's like, fucking Fantastic Four in a nutshell.
Yeah. Does he just not get a power?
No, he gets like metal. Oh, I guess
that's only
the
in the movie.
Yeah.
I think in the comics he just doesn't go to space and is jealous.
Understandable. In the comics he doesn't go to space. In the comics he just knows magic. Which is very funny.
Well, but he's jealous that
knows
like
magic.
Yeah. That would make sense. You're like, I've trained my whole life to be special and now other people are special. By mistake?
Yeah, like, that's not even fair.
I was special on purpose.
I'm pretty sure that's an opinion. Lex Luthor.
Loose Lex.
You know what that sounds like? Mm-hmm. Do you know what Alexa is? It's like a Google Home.
Oh, yeah.
The joke's ruined at this point. Anyway, Lex Luthor. It sounds like a line Lex Luthor would come out with.
What power... Say we all touched a magic gem, and it gave us all powers.
Yeah.
I put forward that we would all be jealous of each other's powers regardless of whatever we got. Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah. Because we'd see... I know you and I, Jack. As soon as we see someone else's power making their lives easier, it's like playing into maybe a bit of latent laziness within us, we'd be like, It's like those... The mermaid show, I think it was H2O just said water. They all got a different water-based power. So one could freeze stuff, one could heat... One could freeze water, one could heat water. Look, there
kill
was
a man
third.
With either of those.
Yeah, well, like there was this one girl, and she'd just be like, and she was like bored. Like, she'd just, like, heat up her drinks and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Or, like, and then one girl would be like, oh, I'm cold. Like, you know, it was a hot day, so she'd just pull...
Cool herself,
like,
down.
Even if she was just pulling Coke out of the fridge, she'd, like, put it down, it would get a frosty glass. And I was like, oh.
That's the dream.
And which would you prefer?
What, hot or cold powers?
To be able to heat or cool water.
Cool.
Yeah, I think I'm cool as well.
Because my body is water, and I'm often hot. So I just
cool the water.
I just don't want to have to wait for things to come out of the fridge.
Yeah, that's fair as well. Do away with your fridge. Ah, your power bills.
Well, let's not do away with the fridge.
Throw it out.
No, because you got, like, meat and shit.
Just pack it on your body all the time. All time. Plus, then easy access to chicken.
Easy access to cold chicken.
Easy access to chicken.
Of all the meats, chicken is literally the worst one to pick.
It is. It is. Okay, so let's say we all get powers. Cass, you can have super strength. Adam, you can have invisibility, and I'll get flight.
Well, I'm jealous because I'm not going to use invisibility.
All right, you can have...
No, no, I'm like, are you going to be jealous of everyone else? Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I'm going to be jealous.
Like... I didn't want flight. Flight sucks. It's like my least favorite power.
What?
I would have gladly traded, and I know you would have gladly traded.
I'd take invisibility in a heartbeat. Invisibility is so good.
I know you'd use it. I'm not going to use it.
What? Which one would you want? Super strength or flying?
Can we?
How fast do I fly?
No, I'm taking flying no matter how slow I fly.
you fly as fast.
What if it was like a thousand? What if it was like a kilometer, 1,000 hours?
Obviously not. Or within reason, Adam. But if it was like fly at a walking pace,
you fly a little bit faster than your running and walking pace.
Do I energy doing it?
A little bit. Yeah.
Okay.
It's just like a bit easier than walking or running, but it's still a bit, you know.
Yeah. I don't think I'd take flight. There's no convenience there.
Done. Okay, so we can successfully swap powers. Adam's getting strength.
Sure.
Are you happy with super strength?
Boy. Yeah, I grab Cass and throw her into you, Jack. I win. I was the villain.
And now all I can do is hide.
No, Adam. Oh, my God.
I'm going to rob a bank. No. Try and stop me.
Adam, you just did the silliest thing. You're like, okay, I'm strong, so I'm going to pick Cass up and throw her into Jack. You can't see where Jack is, and I can fly. Adam, that was silly.
You idiot. You're just going to hurl Cass. She's going to whoop.
I did literally think that when I was saying it, and I was hoping you wouldn't pick up on it.
I would never pick up.
It would have been a lot easier to do it the other way around. You're right.
I really like that idea of you robbing a bank, and we're like, Cass, let's stop it. And I go invisible, and you fly. And we're like, neither of these powers really are going to help us here. Crap. And then Adam wins. Give me speed or teleportation. That's what I'll take, frankly, if they're going.
I like to think...
You about to say, like, give me speed or heroin.
Just fill me the fuck up with horse, all right? I'm fucking done. Jackson, what superpower would you like? Black tar heroin.
I don't think that's a power.
I don't give a fuck. And then I, you know, just OD. And on that note... I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Adam.
I've been Cass.
That was whatever it was.
Pockets!
Pockets! I thought you said fuck it!
No. Quick history of pockets.
Yeah. Oh, that was what I started with. Jackson wanted the nickname Pockets in high school so badly.
I did.
Yeah. I got bad nicknames in high school. Ugh. I got... Because I deserved them.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support the show, why not become a member at SansPantsPlus.com and get early access to our shows, a bunch of exclusive content, and much, much more. That's SansPantsPlus.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at corient.com. That's corient.com. Corient.com.